we deacons are ordained to serve. When I was ordained nearly 20 years ago, I accepted the ministry of servanthood, following our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd and master servant. I made a promise to serve all people, especially the poor, the weak, the sick, and the lonely. And for the past 2 decades, I have been praying and working hard to be a faithful servant of Christ. I love being a deacon, not only because I can wear this stole like a sash over my shoulder, but because of what it represents, servanthood. I love being a deacon because by serving others, especially the helpless among us, I am serving Christ himself. That's what today's gospel is all about. In our gospel reading, Jesus calls all of us, not only deacons and priests, but all of his children, to serve God the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit. Serving others is what Jesus demonstrated to the disciples on the first Monday Thursday when he washed their feet, something that was specifically a job for servants. According to John, the gospel writer, after Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, Jesus put on his robe, returned to the table, and said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you." With those words, Jesus calls all of us, clergy and laity, to a ministry of servanthood. That's why you and I promised, you see, when we were baptized. You remember, don't you? Unless you were a child, and in that case, your parents and sponsors spoke on your behalf, you made 3 promises. One of those promises was in response to this question: will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? And your answer was, "I will, with God's help." The Apostle Paul also reminds us in Galatians 5 that all Christians are to, quote, serve one another in love. That's the humility of love. Paul goes on to say, the entire law is summed up in the single command: love your neighbor as yourself. And, my friends, believe me, if there was a time when we needed to show God's love by serving the less fortunate in Glassboro and all of South Jersey, that time is now. You see, all around us, we see people in great need. In South Jersey, 1 in 5 children are food insecure. That's about 57,000 children who may be going to bed tonight hungry, and about 196,000 people live in food insecure households in communities across Camden, Burlington, Gloucester, and Salem counties. So church folks must not close their eyes and ignore the cries of brothers and sisters in a hurting world. Today, perhaps more than ever, we need people in church committed to servant ministry. Sometimes, my friend, this is not an easy thing to do. You have people thinking about the money, about how much it will cost, and can we really afford it when we are asking for pledges to support the church and its ministries. Others think about how much time they will require to run a food pantry instead of thinking of the people who have nothing to eat. So it is not surprising to hear a lot of excuses when someone tries to run an outreach program in the church. And as Pastor Rick Warren writes in his best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, quote, in our self-serving culture, with its me-first mentality, acting like a servant is not a popular concept. Being a servant is not popular because it is so contrary to our selfish, sinful nature. As humans, we want to be first, not last. We want to be served, not to serve. But Jesus taught that in his kingdom, true greatness is not a measure of self-will, but rather self-abandonment. Our Lord said, the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. And Jesus thought that the truly great people, the people we should admire and emulate, are those who humble themselves and serve others. That's the humility of love. My friends, in Matthew 20:26, we read, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. So during this Holy Week, I want you to know that we can show the world how much we love Jesus by the way we treat the less fortunate among us. You see, that's the humility of love. So let me share with you briefly two basic characteristics of true Christian servants found in Pastor Rick Warren's bestseller book. First, genuine Christian servants think of ministry as an opportunity more than obligation. They obey Psalm 100. It says, serve the Lord with gladness because experience has taught them that joy comes from ministry to others. Their relationship with Jesus and their obedience to his commandments have led them to understand that serving is in fact one of the purposes of their Christian lives. My friends, the second basic characteristic of genuine Christian service is this. Servants think more about others than they do about themselves. They understand and obey the teaching of Philippians 2, when it says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. That, my brothers and sisters, is the humility of love. And as the and the most mature disciples follow the example of Jesus, who emptied himself, taking the form of a servant. Pastor Rick Warren also puts it this way. He said, you cannot be a servant if you are full of yourself. It's only when we forget ourselves that we do the things that deserve to be remembered. My brothers and sisters, loving our neighbor and serving God may involve small things like sending a birthday or an anniversary card to someone in church. Showing Christian love could even be sending a get well card or a sympathy card to the sick and bereaved. Loving and serving a brother or sister in Christ could be quietly saying a little prayer for someone desperately in need of prayer. Without telling anyone, my friends, when we do these things, we are serving Christ. My friends, on this Monday, Thursday, let us pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to be not only faithful believers in Christ, but good examples of servanthood. Because you and I know Jesus, and because we understand He loves us so much that He died for us on Calvary's cross, we must be more willing to love and serve the Lord by serving others. Let me leave you now with what Jesus told the disciples the night He washed their feet. He said, "Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.